よね。
Daniel Walker.
Good morning, everybody. I'd like to discuss today part of this week's Seder, part of Chayei Sarah, that is clearly very much a large emphasis of the Seder. The experiences of Eliezer, Eved Avraham, with Rivka, and specifically the method that Eliezer, Eved Avraham, used to choose Rivka as at least as a potential wife for Yitzchak. The Pasuk, we all know the Pasuk, says, in Perek Chof Dalet, Pasuk Yud Gimel. So Eliezer says, "Hinei anochi nitzav alein hamayim." Behold, I'm standing by the fountain of water, by the well. Ubanois anshei yetzis lishev mayim, and the girls of the city, or the daughters of the people of the city, come out to draw water. And then says Eliezer, "V'haya hanara she'im ela hatinach adeich ve'eshta." It will be the girl to whom I say, "Give me some of your." Tip over your jug and I will drink. And she says, drink, and also to your camels I'll give to drink. You, Akash Baruch Hu, have chosen for your servant Yitzchak, or Ba'eda, and that way I will know, because he's a chesed of Adonai that he did kindness with my master. So Eliezer says, Akash Baruch Hu, I want to sign. My plan is to ask one of these girls, like I see coming towards me, ask one of these girls for a drink. And if she gives me willingly, and she also gives my camels, then I'll know that that's the right person. And of course, as we know, Taren Kiladabo, before he even finishes speaking, that's what happens. And then Eliezer knows that she's the right person. So on the face of it, this is, of course, a very great nace. As Lovin and Besuel said, "May Hashem yotzadova." This is a clear sign from Hashem. A great nace shows the chavivus of the others that even their servants are worthy for great nisim to happen to them. But then we have a Rambam. And the Rambam, in the 11th Perek of Hilchos Aviros Kechavim, says something which is really quite shocking in this regard. So Rambam is talking about the halachas of the different forms of kishuv, different forms of witchcraft. One of which is nichush. Zamam says, "Eimanachshin ka'akum." You're not allowed to do this nichush. It's translated in different ways, different places. Divination. Whatever you want to translate it as. You're not allowed to do nichush like the Avodah Kechavim, like the idol worshippers. Shneema lois nachushu. And then the Rambam says, "What is nichush?" Right? The pasuk says lois nachushu. What is nichush? So Zamam gives examples. Someone says, "Bread fell out of my mouth," or "I dropped my stick, and therefore I'm not going to travel today." Okay. And then Rambam says as follows: "V'chein hameisim simonim la'atzmai." Likewise, someone who makes signs for himself, and he says, "Im yo'eli kach v'kach es adav pleini." If so and so happens to me, I will do so and so. "V'im lo yo'eli lo es," and if it doesn't happen to me, I won't do. Rambam says one of the examples of nichush is someone who makes simonim, So I'm not sure if today I should go travel, visit someone in Blackpool. So I make myself a sermon. I say, if as I drive out my path a red car drives past, then it's a sign I should go. And if a red car doesn't drive past, it's a sign that I shouldn't go. That's nichush, according to the Rambam. Keliezer, and then the Rambam gives an example of nichush, of simon, and he says, Keliezer, Eved Avram. For example, like Eliezer, Eved Avram. In other words, according to the Rambam, this which Eliezer did here, when he said, if she gives me to drink, he gives my camel to drink, this simon was nichush, was a form of Avedah Zarah, essentially, according to the Rambam. Likewise, all similar things are called osa. Anyone actually does something. Say, if I just say, if a red car drives past, it's going to be a bad day, that's not a maisa. But if I say I'm not going to go on my journey if a red car doesn't drive past, and I don't go on my journey, I'm over nichush, and it's the obligation is malchus. So according to the Rambam, Eliezer ben Avraham here was over a very serious love. He did a maisa. In other words, he went on to arrange the shidduch for Rivka and Yitzchak, and therefore he was chayav malchus. So it's not that this is a beautiful example of a neis which happened to a tzaddik. This is an avera kunta ram. So the Ravid in many places is quite strong worded. Arguably, this is one of the strongest worded of all the hasagas of Ravid. The Ravid says, "Zeh shibush gadol." This is a massive mistake. Shari dovazem muta umuta, because this thing that Eliezer Eved Avram did was muta umuta, was absolutely permitted. Then he talks about the command, we'll get to in a second. Then he says, Veich choshav al tzadikim kemoisom. How, and notice the plural here, get to in a second. How did the Rambam possibly think that tzadikim like them, plural, Averu zu, did this Averu? V'i have inu havu, if they were here, have a mafke pulsa de rulape, they would put firebolts in his face. So very, very strong words. But you understand why, because the Rambam has just said, that Eliezer ben Avraham, demesek Eliezer, doilo mashke b'teres rabbi, was over nichush, over a laugh. And that this whole story in the Torah here, twice, is a story of Nevea. So, to understand it, we need to go to the Gemara, which is the Makor of this Rambam. But before we do, the story of this Simon is not the only Simon in the Torah. Yonasan ben Shaul, going to war against the Pelishtim, Shmuel Aleph, Pei Yud Dalet. Yonasan ben Shaul is going to war against the Pelishtim. He's about to attack a Pelishti camp, and he decides, why wait for the army? He's going to go with his arms bearer instead. Maybe we can speculate the reason why he did that was in order to increase the level of the nais. But either way, he says, I'm not going to wait for everybody else. Me, Vahana, we're both going to go and attack this Plishti camp. Now that's very dangerous, right? That arguably is for a nais, really. So Yonasan doesn't just do it. Says the Apostle Chet Pei Yudald, we're going to go there. And we're going to show ourselves to them, right? We're not going to do a sneak attack. We're going to come to the gate of the camp where the sentries are, and we're going to wave. And we're going to see what they say. If they say to us, doimu, and hagienu aleichem, if the sentries say, wait there, we're coming for you. We'll stay where we are, and we won't attack them. Presumably we'll run away. But if the sentries say, alu aleinu va'alinu, they say, come up to us, Va'alina will go up to them. Because Hashem has given them into our hands, and this for us is the sign. So Yonasan makes a sign again. Depends what they say. It's really the same thing. L'chaira. It's really the same thing. They've seen a threat, and either they say, "Okay, we're going to come down and get you," or they say, "If you dare come up against us," it's not much difference. But if they use the word "stay there," it means Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling us stay there. And if they use the words come up, then it means the Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling us come up. The Zelon Ho'es, and this is the sign. So Eliezer is not the only person that makes a sign. Yonasan also does in Shmuel Aleph. So now let's get to the Gemara. So the Gemara is in, it's so difficult to switch papers. Excuse me. The Gemara is in Daf Tzadik Hei Omid Beis of Cholin. It's a sugya which is dealing with basa hanela minayin, with meat which is not under a supervisional time dispersed from the eyes. So in the middle of that sugya, the Gemara tells the story of Rav, from which you can learn this halacha. Rav Avakazel, Lebe Rav Hanan Chasone. So Rav was coming to the house of Rav Hanan, his son-in-law. Chazi Mibara, de Kaasilape. And he had to cross a river to get there. And when he got to the river, he saw the boat coming towards him. Right? You get to Dover and you realize you don't have to wait around. The boat's coming towards you. It's a good thing. He says, the ship is coming towards me. It shows that when I get where I'm going, there's going to be a yontif there. There's going to be a celebration there. And then the Gemara continues, tells he went, and he came to the house, and this is the bit that's relevant to Basan Elam and Ayin. He looked through the door, and he saw they were preparing cuts of meat. And when he knocked on the door, everyone came out to greet him, including the tabachim, including the people preparing the meat, the butchers. And so they left the meat. So Rav kept his eyes through the door on the meat. He didn't allow himself to be distracted, he kept seeing the meat. And he said to them, if I relied on you, you'd be feeding my grandchildren treif. Because you left the meat without someone looking after Basa and Amana. Okay, that's the part relevant for not for us, but there. But then the Gemara says, like Ochal Rav Me'ehu Bisra, Rav still didn't eat the meat anyway. Sit down. Yeah, maybe it's the first example of people asking for fish. Okay, Rav didn't eat the meat. So it says, come on, my timer. Why didn't Rav eat the meat? If the problem was Basan Elam and Ayin, he kept his eyes on it, so it wouldn't be Basan Elam and Ayin. If it would be Basan Elam and Ayin, he wouldn't have let anybody eat it. Like he said, he can't feed my grandchildren treif. Ela de Nachish. The problem is that Rav had been over the Issa Nichush. When had he been over the Issa Nichush? When at the boat, on the way, he said, there's going to be a Yom Tov when I get there. Now, going back to that Umbam, you're only really over Nichush if you do something. So if he didn't eat from the meat, he didn't do anything. He said, there'll be a party when I get there. But if he eats from the meat, so then he's taking it, this is a celebration, and he's doing a Maisa, connecting a Maisa to that Nichush, and he'll be over a laugh. And therefore, says the Gemara, he didn't eat because of that. But then the Gemara says, V'ha'omar Rav, surely Rav said himself, Kol Nachash, Sheinek Eliezer, Ved Avram, Uchayenis, and Ben Shol, Einoi Nachash. Rav said, any Nachash which is not like Eliezer, Eved Avram, and Yenis and Ben Shaul is not Nachash. So therefore he wasn't over Nichush. Ela Sudas Rishus, Havi Rav, Le Mesan Mesus Rishus. He was a Sudas Rishus, and Rav didn't eat from the Sudas Rishus. So one second now, let's focus on that. So this is the source of the Rambam. The Gemara says, the Eliezer, Eved Avram, and Yenis and Ben Shaul are an example of what Nachash is. And therefore we know that Rav didn't do Nichush. What Rav did wasn't Nichush. Says Rashi, what's the difference? The difference is that Eliezer ben Avram and Yonis and ben Shaul did something immediately after it. They were totally reliant on that. In other words, the sign, they went. Whereas Rav was disconnected. He said a nice thing earlier, then he was eating a meal. It's not the same thing. It's not the problem. But according to this Gemara, the way Eliezer ben Avram did it, and Yonis ben Shaul did it, that they made a siman and then acted on it, they were over Nichush. This is the example of Nachash. And so paskins the Rambam. So then, that's very difficult, right? So then what's the whole machlekes of the Ravid on the Rambam? The Rambam's quoting a straight Gemara. What's the Ravid getting so stirred up about? And the truth is, the biggest kasha is, as the Tosfos says here, Heich, Asa, Eliezer, Avraham, Avraham, Nichush. How could Eliezer, and how could Yonis and Ben Shaul have been over Nichush? So Tosfos tells us to look at another Gemara. Gemara in Sanhedrin. So let's focus first on Eliezer Eved Avram. Eliezer Eved Avram is a Ben Noach. So when we ask ourselves if Eliezer Eved Avram is allowed to do Nichush or not, what we really need to be asking ourselves is, does Nichush apply to a Ben Noach, to someone who isn't Jewish? Is Nichush one of the things that's also for us to do? Or is it also for everybody to do? So the truth is, it's a machlekes. So the Gemara says, Sanhedrin, Tana Rabbanan, Sheva mitzvahs nistavu b'nei nayach. Yeah, the seven mitzvahs, then it lists them. The seven mitzvahs we're aware of. Then Rabbi Hanania ben Gamaliel adds a few more, Dam Shel Chai. And then another time is adds Sirus. And then Rabbi Yesi Omer, Kol Ha'amu, B'parashas Kishuv, ben Nayach Muzalav. Anything which is said in the parasha which talks about Kishuv, the ben Nayach is Muzalav. What's the parasha? The parasha in Devarim. When it says that we shouldn't have the Motzachar Mavid Benoi Bita Be'esh, Kesim Ksom, Meni Umanachish, etc., etc. And then the pasuk ends, or Beglal Hatevis Ha'elah Hashem Lakecha Merish Eisam Upanachot, because the Canaanim did these things, all of this list, including Nechush, that's why they're being driven out. Like Onash Elim Kein Hizim. And they wouldn't have been punished to be kicked out of the land unless it was an aver for them to do it. So says Rabbi Yesi, from this pasuk we see that Bnei Nayach are also Mosharib ala Nechush. The Bnei Nayach also are not allowed to be over Nechush either. But says Tosfos, that's Rabbi Yesi. That's not the Tanna Kamma. The Tanna Kamma doesn't hold that way. So the truth is, there's a machlekes whether or not a Ben Nayach is allowed to engage in Nechush or not. So says the Kesef Mishnah, that's the machlekes, Rambam, and Ravid. The Ravid holds that even Eliezer Eved Avraham, who is a Ben Nayach, is not allowed to do Nechush. How can you possibly say that Eliezer Eved Avraham, Dele Mashke, was over an Aver, was over a Lav? Pardon? Okay. Yeah, but all of them before, they're all before pre-Matan Torah. Everyone's pre-Matan Torah, right? So Avraham, pardon? Except, we know, Avraham Avinu himself was Machmer also on the mitzvahs were given after the Torah was given. But who we're talking about, the mitzvahs that had been pre-Matan Torah. It's called Rabbi Yesi, Nechush is one of the pre-Matan Torah ones. So it would have also applied to Eliezer, mild or not. So that's really part of the question. For the Rambam, Nechush is definitely part of Avodah Zarah. Maybe you could say the same thing with Rabbi Yesi as well. According to Tanna Kamma, they're not. They're two separate things. It's Nechush, one is, and Avodah Zarah is separate. Is. And therefore, just because the Chayav Avodah Zarah doesn't mean the Chayav Nechush as well. Otherwise, it wouldn't need a separate apostle. Right? So according to the Ravid, says the Kesef Mishnah, Eliezer Eved Avraham, could not have been over Nechush, therefore Haytach, and you can say that he did. But according to the Rambam, he holds like Tanna Kamma. And the truth is, in where he lists the halachas of Shemitz of Reinach, the Rambam doesn't bring Nechush. So the Rambam holds that Eliezer Eved Avraham was allowed to do Nechush. And therefore, it's an example. In other words, the Rambam's telling us, if you do like this, we'll come back to this idea soon. If you do like this, for you it'll be Nechush. The Rambam's not saying that Eliezer did Nechush because he wasn't Jewish, doesn't need to. Pre-Matan Torah, it's Ben Nayach, doesn't need to. If we now, post-Matan Torah, would do this thing, it would be considered to be Nechush. So the Ravid's anger, the Rambam for insulting Eliezer, doesn't apply at all. He wasn't saying Eliezer did Nevir. But it remains Shver. For two reasons. The obvious reason are that's only according to one day. What about according to the other day? But also for another reason as well. But before we go there, let's just deal with another thing, as Mishnah very interesting says. As I pointed out to you, the Gemara mentions Yenis and Ben Shal. Rambam doesn't mention Yenis and Ben Shal. The Ravid talks in the plural, Tzadikim. Clearly the Ravid is understanding that Rambam is talking about the whole Gemara, about Yenis as well. How can you say Yenis was either? So it's Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam didn't say that. The Rambam mentioned Eliezer Eved Avraham. And Yitafke didn't mention Yenis and Ben Shal, because Yenis Ben Shal could never have done it, because Yenis Ben Shal's year, post-Matan Torah. How could Yenis Ben Shal have been over Nechush? So the Rambam is very, very clear. That's why he says Eliezer Avraham, not Yonason. Why was Yonason not Nechush? We'll get to that in a second. The Kohen Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam specifically says Eliezer is an example and a proper Nechush, but he could do it because he was allowed to. My main shvekel is from the end of this, the last halacha in that perek. There's a very interesting lachlekas which runs to all of these things. Whether or not they work. So all of the things, magic and if you don't, you need speaking to the dead and all these things. So famously, the Rambam says in Lacha Tazayin, "Udvarim ha'elu kulan divrei sheker v'chazov hei." The Rambam famously holds that it's not that these things work. They're chaylkim on him. Right? But the Rambam holds, it's not these things work. And Akash Baruch says, don't do them even though they work. The Rambam says they don't work. Right? In other words, me coming out of my house and saying, if a red car drives past, I'll drive to Blackpool today. Says the Rambam, all of those things, these are the things that the Adikhamim fooled people who listened to them. And so it's not fitting for Bnei Yisrael to even be interested in these nonsenses. Right? So even if you're going to say that Eliezer Eved Avraham was technically allowed to do it, so Eliezer Eved Avraham would have engaged in foolishness, according to the Rambam, in Havolim, in nonsense. So I think we still remain a little bit with quite a strong difficulty with this Rambam. And also, again, according to the other shitta that says that you are, that Ben Nayach is Muzza, is also to Gej Nichush, what do we do? So Tosfos over here, Tosfos on Tzadik Hei on the base in Chulin, brings a very interesting thing. We're all very familiar from Ronichul Mishrashi that there's a little bit of a contradiction between this part of the Sedra and later on, when Eliezer tells Lavan and Mesua what happened. So over here the Pasuk says, when he finished, he gave her Nezem Zav, Bekim's collar, yeah, gave her all of the jewelry. And then he says, whose daughter are you? Whereas later on, when he's talking to Lavan and Mesua, he says, Basmiat, and then I gave her the stuff. Yeah? So the question is, what happened first? So famously, Rashi brings Shina Haseda, that when he was talking to Lavan and Basuel, he messed with things. It was the real order is according to the first Pasuk, that he gave the jewelry, then asked her who she was, who her family was. And later on, he changed it round because he was being Semech Ananes, and he didn't want Lavan and Basuel to say, what kind of idiot gives away money? Right? So he changed Eli. But really, he did go according to all of the Pasuk. It says, Tosfos, that's Rashi. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says, Ein Mukdam Ucha B'Torah. No order in the Torah. So just because the Torah says that he gave her and then he asked Basmiat doesn't mean that that actually was the order. And really, the order was the second way around, the way that he told. So what Eliezer Eved Avraham did is, he saw her do what she did. Mishtar, as Rashi says, he was wondering what's going to be. And then he says, Basmiat. And then she tells him. Says Tosfos, that's not Nechush. Nichush is when I say, if a red car drives past, I'll go to Blackpool. If I say, if a red car drives past, I'll check my GPS and work out if it's going to take me an hour or an hour and a half, that's not Nichush. Nichush is when one thing follows another directly. When the only reason why you're doing this is because of the simon. So therefore, Eliezer Eved Avraham didn't engage in Nichush, because he also asked, what family are you as well? In other words, he would have, just because that simon happened, didn't mean that he would listen to it, didn't mean that it would be good enough for, she would be good enough for Yitzchak, because if she would have said the wrong thing, if she said Basmiat, and she would have said, Bas someone else in town, he would have said, okay, goodbye. So we'll get there. Yeah, we'll get there. But sickly, not the way the Rambam understands it, right? Or really this Gemara here. It's hard to understand this Gemara any other way. So that's what Tosfos says. Tosfos says it wasn't Nichush because he wasn't relying entirely on it. But then the question is, how do you understand this Gemara over here? The Gemara is saying, the reason why Rav didn't eat from the meat is because it was Nichush. It wasn't Nichush because it wasn't the same as Eliezer Eved Avraham, which was Nichush. If Eliezer Eved Avraham wasn't Nichush either, then how is that a Tiritz, right? And the whole point is that what Rav did is not Nichush, and what Eliezer Avraham did is Nichush, right? So it's a pashtus kol nachash, ein Eliezer Avraham, ein nachash. So says the Marasha, there's a machlekes here. So Taka, according to Rav, he held that a Ben Nayach is not Muzza on Nichush. And therefore, Rav Taka held that this was Nichush, but just it was Mutter for Eliezer Avraham. It's quite heavy, right? But that seems to be the Rambam, as I said, Simbor Rav Pashat the Rambam. And so it says, Masha, that's also Rav. That's why Rav says, Nichush is like Eliezer Avraham. He means Eliezer Avraham did Nichush. And that's how this whole sugi is learnt. The problem is, But Yonasan ben Shaul. So Tosfos says, Yonasan ben Shaul wasn't Nichush. Why wasn't Yonasan ben Shaul Nichush? Because, well, it's not what you call battle strategy. You think you get kicked out of West Point for that battle strategy. It's not a battle strategy. What he's doing is, says Tosfos, the Lazarez Esana Omakein. Yonasan knew what was going to happen. Yonasan knew that he can take on this camp of Pelishtim. Because Baruch was with him. But he's got a child with him, or a lad, a young person, a teenager with him. So he's a bit shaky. So he wants to be Lazarus Asana to encourage him. So he asks the Kodesh Baruch Hu, show me encouragement. We see later, the end of the sugya over here talks about how Rav was, this whole thing of Rav and the boat. So what was he doing? So he was looking for encouragement. It's not a simon. A simon is, I will do it. If X happens, I will do Y. Lazarus Asana, it'll be a nice simon. If it would have gone wrong, presumably the Nah would have run away. So I guess it's half a tefillah as well. Kodesh Baruch Hu, give me the right answer so I can encourage this child. According to Tosfos, then, we're still stuck in how to learn this sugya. Because again, when the Gemara says, when Rav says, it's not Nachash, but it's not like Yonasan ben Shaul, we just say Yonasan ben Shaul wasn't Nachash either. So what's Pshat? So, famously, the Ran has a particularly beautiful Pshat, which is brought here in the Pesach Mishnah. So the example I deliberately gave for, excuse me, I'm a bit dry. Example I deliberately gave before was I come out my house and I say if a red car drives past, I'll go to Blackpool. If a red car doesn't drive past, I won't go to Blackpool. If I come out of my house and I say if traffic is heavy on Middleton Road, I'm not going to go. And if traffic isn't heavy, I am going to go. Is that also? It's minikal ha'olam, says the Ran. That's normal. A person steps out of his house as if it's raining, I'm going to stay at home. That's not sort of nichush. Nechush is ridiculous things. And Nechush is, if a red car drives past, I won't go on my journey. So what is Eliezer looking for Yitzchak? What's the mid of the home of Avraham Avinu? What's the mid of Sarai Meinu, who Rivka is going to have to replace? Achlas Zeruchim. Guests. Chesed. So Eliezer says. So this isn't similar at all. This is a practical test. He's going to give her a fitness test. Right? It's not a simon in the least. It makes absolute perfect sense. He's going to give her a challenge. Am I able to challenge her with Chassid Erechim in a difficult way? And will she pass the test or not? If she doesn't, even if she's from the soul's family, even if she's from the family of Rambam, even if she's not, we'll find another one, find a different cousin. If she has that mid of chesed, then she has something to talk about and ask a basmiat. When he sees Sheshana ben Achoshim, he sees a rose amongst the thorns, so he sees someone has all the middos of Rambam in his house there, so then he says, wow, this is Oyseh Chachta Levni Yitzchak. That's the person you chose, Ben Adeni Yitzchak. So therefore, says the Ran, Yonasan and ben Shaul is the same thing. Had anybody said before Lecha'era that it doesn't matter what the answer? But of course it matters. If two little people stand up outside an army camp and start waving, so if they have courage, then they're going to come straight out. And they're not scared, it's two people, what are you worried about? If they're cowards, and they're worried about maybe the army is very, very strong, and maybe there's going to be an ambush, or maybe these people are really strong enough to take us all on, then they'll say, you come up here and we'll deal with you. We'll stay hiding behind the walls. Yeah, that's what we said with the Meraglim, why not they live in open cities or closed cities. If they stay hiding behind their walls, then it shows that they're afraid. If they're afraid, then we can beat them. So again, it's not really a sinazel on the ice. It's a sign, it's a test. Let's probe their defences. Let's find out if so then. That's not Nichush. Again, Nichush is nonsense. This isn't Nichush. Says the Ran, therefore, not Yonasan ben Shaul and not Eliezer ben Avraham, Chas v'Shalom, of course, they were not over Nichush. But then how do you learn the Gemara over here? Again, which says, a Nachash, except that which is like Eliezer ben Avraham and Yonasan ben Shaul. So the truth is, the question really goes already on the Rambam. So the Rambam says, an example of Nichush is, so makes a simon, like Eliezer ben Avraham. So which prat is he talking about? He's not talking about making a shidduchim, right? So what exactly, what detail is it that has to be similar to Eliezer Eved Avraham? Says the Ram, the detail is there has to be a consequence of the action. What we said before, nematosis. That one thing has to follow another. That the what's called the formula is, if X happens, I will do Y. Which is what happened. Eliezer said, particularly according to Rashi, who says he immediately gave her the things. Eliezer said, if this happens, I will do, right? And he did. Now, it wasn't Nichush because it was a logical sign. But that's not what the Rambam's talking about. That's not what the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara is saying it's the X plus Y equals, you know what I mean, right? X equals Y bit. This happens, and therefore I will do the next thing. And therefore things, for example, like Rav, where when he comes off a boat, he says, there's going to be a Yom Tov when I get there. Oh, happy days. And then when he arrives there, he sits down to the meal. Nakasha. That's not Nachash. You didn't do something. You're going anyway. You didn't, and the party was there anyway. You're not eating because you saw a ship. There's no connection between the two things. And therefore, that's not Nachash. So, of course, Eliezer and Yehudah didn't do Nachash. Didn't do Nichush. But Menachash. But if you did do something illogical, using that same formula, so if I see a red card, then it will be Nichush. The Radak brings a slightly different twist on that similar idea. Quite similar to what you were alluding to. So the Radak says, this is on Shmuel. Again, he brings a different bit, and he says, listen, you can't possibly say. The Radak says, just add to Akasha from before, even if we're going to say that the Eliezer of Ram was not Osir to do Nichush. Even then, says the Radak, even if it wasn't Osir for him, how could Kosh Baruch ever have answered that tefillah? Kosh Baruch doesn't do Nissen for people who do something wrong, or Kosh Ramon doing foolish things. So says the Radak, we're misunderstanding the whole point. It's about what we mentioned about Avodah Zarah. You're misunderstanding the whole point of what Nichush is. Nichush is when a person says, this will have this result. I walk into a ladder, I'm going to have bad luck. A mirror breaks, it's going to give me 7 years, whatever they say. This happened, this is the result. All the examples that Rambam gives, bread fell out of my mouth, I dropped my stick. That's caused it. That is Nichush. Because these things have no power. Kosh Baruch Hu causes things, not these things. Sticks don't dictate what's going to happen with you. But if a person davens and says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please give me a sign. So it's not the sign. It's not the fact that Rivka tipped the jug, therefore she's the right person. That was just a sign. It's a mini nevuah. Really, like, it's a mini nevuah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, please help me. Rav Hirsch changed it a little bit. He says that's why only Eliezer could have done it. Because only Eliezer could rely on Zchus Avraham Avinu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu would do him a nes like that. Eliezer, Eved Avraham, and Yonas and Ben Shaul, who are both Eved of a Tzaddik and probably a Tzaddik himself as well, and a Tzaddik. So therefore, they can ask Kodesh Baruch Hu, please give me a sign. The Radak doesn't mention it, but it's not a million miles away from Eliyahu and Har HaKarmel either. Right? I think in the society, the Radak doesn't say that. They're asking Kodesh Baruch Hu for a sign. Please demonstrate something. So Eliyahu is asking a demonstration for everyone else. Eliyahu is asking a demonstration for him. So that's not Nichush. Nichush is a form of Avodah Zarah. The Rambam Bechlal says that, by the way, about magic in general. He says magic can't work. Because, monoshach, if it works, it's not magic. Magic means the supernatural. So if it works, it's not supernatural. Right? So people may see a plane, people who never don't understand how planes work, would see a plane flying over, they think it's magic. It's not magic, they just don't understand enough about physics. So if it happens, that's teva. And if it's not teva, it can't happen. Because the only breaking of teva is by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For example, there's only nisim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu breaks teva, nothing else. And believing there's anything else which can break teva is Avodah Zarah. Hence, Kishuf is Avodah Zarah according to Rambam. So Nichush is the same kind of thing. You're believing in signs, you're believing in mirrors and ladders. Go daven. What are you messing around with worrying about these ridiculous superstitions for? But Eliezer Eved Avraham asking Kosh Baruch Hu for a sign, davening, of course, that's not Nichush. Of course, that's Mutter. So how do you learn the Gemara over here? So Radak a little bit different. The Radak said it's the whole sugi over here isn't talking about nifush, which is also. And brings his wives. But basically, the Radak says there is a type of simon which is called nechush, a type of sign which you look for, which warns you about things. It's not that it's like a little nevuah. It's not that the thing causes something, but it warns you, be careful. So you hear about pasuk from a child, ask a child a pasuk, it's a warning. But even that, says the Radak, says the Gemara over here, only works if you make a Tanai before. So the X plus Y over here of Avraham is the way he did it. So if the person says, if this is what happens, I will take that as a sign from a Kodesh Baruch Hu not to do something, and that thing happens or doesn't happen, then be choshish for it. But if you didn't set things up that way, then don't worry about it at all, unless it is, as the Gemara later says, bias, isha, and so again, this whole Gemara over here is not talking about Issa, it's talking about types of worrying about things. And so Rav, therefore, why did he even not eat from the meat? Because this whole simony made of the boat had no meaning whatsoever. Because it wasn't similar to Eliezer ben Avraham, it didn't have this whole thing. And the Bach says something very, very similar. The Teretim says something very, very similar. Just based on the more to draw it out a little bit more. It's about Emunah. It's about believing in a Kodesh Baruch Hu rather than believing in everything else. The truth is that if a person believes anything has the final say on him, against his mantle, but his might have suffered, if a person believes anything has the final thing on him, it's also a form of lack of a money, if not full on of a desire. If a person says, no, the stock market goes up, I'm going to make money, then that's also a chisar in a money. Yes, Kodesh Baruch Hu uses that keli, but that's not the stock market which makes you rich or makes you poor. It's Kodesh Baruch Hu. So these things are more obvious when people are choosing simonim. Right? So when people are choosing random things and saying that's what's having an effect in my life, that's a problem of nechush. The Bach has a similar idea, as I said, that it's about trusting in Kodesh Baruch Hu. So because Eliezer made it very clear that he's davening to Kodesh Baruch Hu, what he's relying on is not the simon. What he's relying on is the schus of Avraham Avinu, so therefore there's no problem with it. Interestingly, nicer, in Yeridea, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention the sugi at all. Lists the Rambam, but misses out the end of the Rambam. So the Ramah brings it, and the Ramah says, Yesh Eimrim, the Adam muta lasis le simen, muta lasis le simen badava, shiavu le asid, that you're allowed, this is the holiday, Simon Tavar Asid. If this happens, I will do something. Says the Ramah, Yesh Omrim, that it's Mutter. That's the Radak, right? In other words, it's Asa if you think it has its own power. If you dive into a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's Mutter. It's Radak. And certainly, I think everyone would agree, the truth is, I should mention, the Ran mentions that even the Rambam agrees with him. That if it's a practical sign, that's not nechush. You just give it, I think I did say actually. Sorry. So certainly if it's a practical sign, you say, if it's going to take me an hour, I'm not going to go to Blackpool for 45 minutes, I will, nothing wrong with that. But even if it's not like a sensible sign, so Radak says, if you daven Kodesh Baruch Hu, listen, you better know you're a tzaddik, right? It's a bit risky, but muta. V'yesh oisin. The Rambam brings the Rambam, v'yesh oisin. That the simple pshat in the Rambam remains, that it's also to do that. Whether or not Eliezer Avraham did it, like say, like the Ram would say, because Ram, he didn't actually do it as an example, but to do that kind of thing, to say, if this happens, I will do something, Yesh Oisrim. And then the Ramah is not Machriah, but he says, V'haylech b'toy v'teich b'Hashem, someone who goes innocently, trusts in Hashem, chesed say venu, kindness will surround him, possible from Tilim. The Ramah seems to say, it might not be Asa, it's a Machlekes, but better just have B'tochen and Kodesh Baruch Hu. You don't need to worry about all these simonim, unless you're a tzaddik, like Avraham and here's a bit.